Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Monday, the 8th day in August of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through, hopefully the starting point of your work week. And we're going to start with Coinbase. Coinbase is a great cryptocurrency platform that millions of users operate on, and it was being abused. Links to North Korean cyber actors reveal that those North Korean cyber actors, often tracked as a Lazarus Group, abused Coinbase by pretending to be the firm to hire an engineering manager for their product security line. But instead of getting the job description or application in a PDF, you were actually getting malware. And this is not a new tactic. North Koreans do typically use social media to recruit technical or high-paying jobs personnel. The job applications are then laced with these malicious documents that install malware that the North Koreans can use to spy on people, steal data, or try to figure out any other nefarious operations they can conduct. Now, historically, the firm has targeted, the firm being Lazarus Group, I suppose, has targeted General Dynamics, which is a defense contractor, as well as Lockheed Martin, which is also a defense contractor. So the move to Coinbase, a cryptocurrency firm, is an interesting shift in tactics, but what you need to know is that when you're approached on social media, you really need to do your homework about who you are engaging with, because it could be a North Korean hacker pretending to be someone trying to get your hard-earned data, credentials, cryptocurrency funds, or anything else that you use digitally. And North Koreans are not the only criminals in the world. A new campaign was discovered that abused both Snapchat and American Express. The websites of Snapchat and American Express had a flaw, and that flaw allowed the ability for traffic to their site to be redirected. Now, redirecting traffic to websites is very common. You can go to a website and, depending on what you're looking for, be sent to another secondary website. It happens all the time, and a lot of the time, we don't always realize that that's what's happening. Now, there's a way in which this can be done almost invisibly to the user, and in this case, that's exactly what was happening. Now, phishing messages were sent to thousands of users from elements of social media that pretended to have links to Snapchat and American Express. Now, again, these links did look like they went to Snapchat and American Express, but it was just a little hop point to send you to a website that the attackers controlled, aimed at stealing malware. And specifically, it was installing malware, or the majority of these attacks actually were trying to get your Office 365 password. So you'd be asked to log in to your Office 365 to do things like sign a document, look at your FedEx shipment, and that is when the criminals would have your credentials and then either sell them, steal your data, or conduct further activities. Good news, American Express fixed this very quickly. Now, Snapchat has yet to fix this, so if you get a link via social media to Snapchat, maybe just try to navigate to Snapchat directly so that you don't end up with your credentials being stolen. And if a weird email with a link asks for your Office 365 credentials, I wouldn't put them in there, because 9 times out of 10, that is how your credentials are being stolen. Speaking of credentials, we're going to move on to the social platform Slack. It's more than a social platform. It is a platform designed to help people communicate, collaborate, work better, work smarter, work faster. And from the 17th of April to the 17th of July, about 0.5%, which doesn't sound like much, but it is thousands of users, had their passwords potentially exposed. Don't panic, that doesn't mean they were stolen. What happened is that over that time period from 17 April to 17 July, if you created or revoked a shared invitation link, that transaction sent your salted password to the individuals that were involved in that particular invitation. And so people that were sharing meetings, they essentially were accidentally passing their passwords. Now, these were not just your passwords that anyone can see. They were hashed. Now, the problem is hashes are often reversible, but it looks like Slack had additional security. Salting is just the security practice of adding random bits to the beginning or end of a hashed password. And that changes the hash so that even if someone could reverse the hash, they wouldn't actually get your password. They would get whatever the unencrypted or unhashed reverse hash would be of your password plus random digits, which changes it entirely. So again, there is a potential risk that these passwords were, quote, exposed. They don't look to be too usable unless someone happens to know the salt pattern of Slack. So again, you'll be getting an email if you're impacted. It's a small percentage of Slack users. It doesn't look to have a big impact, but you'll see in the news that Slack passwords exposed. Don't panic. It seems to be pretty minor, even though it's a pretty big issue in terms of Slack security. Because again, you use Slack, a lot of people, for business or for their livelihood, to communicate, to store data, to share files. And so there's a lot of data there that could be stolen if someone had your password. And we're going to end today with more social media. Meta, the owner of Facebook, is saying that they have, quote, cracked down on two different hacking groups in Southeast Asia. The first of these groups is Transparent Tribe, also known as APT, or Advanced Persistent Threat 36, which operates out of Pakistan. They tend to target a lot of regional folks and governments that are against Pakistani interests. And so the way that Meta says that these groups were abusing the Facebook platform is that they would engage their victims on social media, chat with them, and then send them to a link, in the case of Transparent Tribe, to an Android store application. Now, when users downloaded the application, they got malware that the Pakistani operators control and could deploy further tools and steal data, etc. The second group, we're not sure exactly where they hail from, but they've been targeting individuals in India, New Zealand, Pakistan, and the UK. And this group has been dubbed Bitter APT, or APT-C08, or even you will see it in some reporting or research as T-APT-17. So it's got a lot of names, but Bitter APT essentially abuses Facebook, chatting up their victims, gaining some trust, before directing them to what appeared to be a very simple and benign tool on the Apple Store. Now, the Apple Store allows this tool to be downloaded because it didn't appear malicious. It looks like it's used for beta testing and improving performance of machines. And so what happens is that somehow the attackers, Bitter APT, are controlling this application. And so Meta, in some moves, they haven't described exactly how they've cracked down on these groups, but by exposing their activities, they've increased the ability of companies and individuals around the world to be aware that when someone sends you links to phone applications via Facebook, be skeptical. Look up those applications on your favorite search tool, or even within the store, and look at reviews before you download them, so that criminals, in this case, Advanced Persistent Threats in Pakistan and one that is targeting South Asia, don't infect your device and abuse you for your data. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Monday. It's going to be a great week, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a triathlon champion. Matt Winter is getting a sincere tip of the cap because he swept the podium at the United States Triathlon National Championships, which were held in Milwaukee over the weekend, crushing a two-day effort by coming in at 1 hour, 51 minutes, and 40 seconds on day one, which was Saturday, winning that race by a full 3 minutes and 46 seconds. He would return Sunday to take first place again, earning him the title as champion of the 2022 United States Triathlon. So to you, Matt Winter, for your sincere perseverance, for your outstanding endurance, and your dedication to showing that you can continually improve and ultimately be a champion, sincere tip of the cap.